Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen is an original member, a founding member of the show, not just of the Brain Trust, but of the show. She goes back to 97, the year I started doing the show, and has been with us ever since. God help her. She's long-suffering. She's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. As I've told you many times before, pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than she does, but she has a new gig I want to talk about when she joins us. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you again. Thanks for hanging out with us, Karen.
Oh, always great to be here, Jim.
Now you're the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, but recently you also became the chairman of the Center for International Private Enterprise. Now, I know you don't have enough to do, and you needed some things to do in your spare time, but tell us about this new gig.
Well, CIPE, the Center for International Private Enterprise, and I would encourage, you know, folks that may be listening to visit the website. That's CIPE.org, C-I-P-E. I've been on the board of CIPE now for almost 4 years, and it is just a fantastic organization, a real gem of an organization, if you will, that operates on a global basis. The organization works to strengthen democracy and to promote democracy around the world through private enterprise and market-oriented reform. So essentially, we work with the business association, business leaders, reformers in a range of countries throughout the world in helping them to create environments that support free enterprise, investment, entrepreneurship, and by really working with them on or lending them our best practices, if you will, and allowing those efforts to be homegrown to their countries. So very active. The group is 25 years old. It's one of the four core institutes of the National Endowment for Democracy that President Reagan established.
Mm-hmm.
About over 25 years ago,
yeah.
and been involved in, you know, the post-Soviet countries.
What are some specific things? Very engaged in the Mid East and North Africa. What are some
right
specific
now.
Things that the organization does in other countries? Well, give us an example. Is it the help with understanding the rule of law? Is it helping to explain entrepreneurship? What is it?
I mean, all those things, you know, essentially, I mean, we work on helping business associations, you know, build their capacity in terms of, you know, developing business agendas. And then, you know, how to advocate those. For example, in March, at the end of March, we were instrumental in helping business leaders and associations launched the National Business Agenda in Afghanistan.
Wow. Good for
so
you.
They put together a major, this major initiative really called for a lot of things, Jim, that we call for in this country in terms of, you know, a stable tax system.
Right.
Regulatory reform,
regulations. How about liberty?
Liberty, obviously. you know, in many of these countries, corruption is a major issue, and that's a huge impediment,
right?
And barrier.
The value of contracts is a big deal. That
all of those property rights,
right?
Obviously, property rights is a major issue.
The ability to build to acquire wealth for your family and all those things. Well, I'm glad to know that you're involved. One of the main things I want to do was make sure that my audience knows that you haven't quit your day job. This is just an extension of your job. You're still the president of the SBE Council. And
right.
And this is another, you know, you've heard folks, how many times do I have to tell you, you know, nobody works harder for small business than Karen does. And you know, so, you know, I guess maybe, you know, 6 hours of sleep a night just was way too much. And now you've taken this job and now you can only have 4 hours of sleep a night. So we're proud of you. Give us that website again, Karen.
Sure. It's SBE.org. You know, in June, June 20th and 21st, we're having a major democracy that delivers for women conference in Washington, D.C. that's pulling together all international women leaders to share best practices. I'm promoting empowerment for women.
Let's get you back on the show before or after and talk about that a little bit more. Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk about some proposed tax increases that I don't think you're going to like with Karen Kerrigan after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.